Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Happy Monday to you. And please, who's your friend?
Well, I brought my little buddy in. I'd like to welcome Marina Davis to the studio.
Hello.
Hello, Marina. How are you? Welcome to BFM.
I am all right.
Look at it. It's amazing, eh?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's lovely.
Yep. Fashion, you know.
Yeah.
This is the BFM minimalist look.
I'm loving your beard, Mikey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Looks really good.
I actually look a million times older. And there's a Sarah put a picture up of me with alien weaponry the other day, when they won that award at the Music Awards, and I look like almost one of the band. I look so young without my beard. And I just thought, I can't keep dazzling people with my youth. I need to mature it up a wee bit. And
but why? Why?
Lazy, that's what I'm pretty much.
Marina is the creative force behind Over Olvich.
Over Olvich.
No, not quite.
I always mispronounce it, sorry.
It's kind of hard, I mispronounce it too, but it's Ovna Olvich.
Ovna Olvich. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Bit of a mouth twist.
Is that, now, that's a name, or what does that mean?
So basically, Ovna is feminine and Olvich is masculine. It kind of comes from trying to hold on to my Russian roots.
Dollar each way sort of thing. Great.
So it's an idea of balance of energies.
Cool. And when you say Russian roots, like grew up in Russia or just Russian blood runs
Russian
through your
veins? Blood. Yeah, my mum is white Russian. Grandparents came from Russia.
Cool.
But there's quite a fascinating story behind that.
Grandparents came from Russia, sorry.
Behind that, isn't there?
Yeah, so they left Russia. They went on a cruise. And while that was all happening, the Russian Revolution was, raising
its head. What time, when was that? So the Russian Revolution was sort of...
Oh, it went for a long time. Didn't it start in the 1920s?
Say, it's a long cruise. It would have been an amazing time to be on a cruise.
I think it was
probably
good timing
the
on their
best time to be on a cruise.
Anyway, the borders came down and then all their money turned to water and then they settled in northern China with a whole bunch of other Russians.
Wow. And then sort of you've flowed out from there, something. So now you find yourself sitting at BFM. with a label?
Yes. So I guess that kind of comes from the extravagance of a Russian background being brought up by a Russian woman. You know, they're all into opulence and performance and, grew up dancing, extension of dancing and performance. And, I like the movement of the body and the idea of adorning it, I guess, so.
Did you learn to sew? Like, did your mum sew and things like that?
She used to work in a factory linking the toes of socks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Quite a, detailed...
I always wondered what that was, what that line was, and now you've just, explained...
The fold over and...
Why there was a seam there. I was oh, my God, somebody used to do that.
That would... be kind of boring after a while doing
probably.
That, wouldn't it?
Probably, but you're an immigrant, so you did.
Yeah. So you're just sort of, happy with your life. It's really interesting you mentioned the opulence thing. So it's funny where there's certain parts of Europe, and greater Europe, I suppose, where it's an opulence that we don't really understand in New Zealand. I don't think,
No.
And it's almost when people sort of over, and even if people try and imitate it over here, it just looks stupid. But when you're over there, it looks so right in some places.
Yeah, I can't say I've actually been over there, which is a bit of a shame. But
like, there's places in Italy as well, where you're walking. Really, this is your embossed, fluffy wallpaper that looks like it's been Greek gods all over. It's kind of full on.
Everywhere is full on.
Quite blingy.
Lot of metallics and layers and just.
And so how do you introduce that into New Zealand?
New Zealand, I guess it's kind of the counterpoint of it. I'm kind of into minimalism, really.
So minimalist opulence.
I think I just grew up with it, and I guess I wanted to do the opposite. I don't know. Clarity? Less clutter?
Sure.
Can you, for our listeners, describe kind of the aesthetic behind your pieces?
I guess I don't like to make a dress just for the sake of making a pretty dress. I like to build a collection around an idea, so things kind of make sense. They're there for a reason. It's not just because. So I don't know, I guess clean lines, but also into sort of dramatic silhouettes. I guess the name Ovnarovich is kind of what it looks like it's kind of feminine, but there's also
that's pretty cool
masculine if
that's what you know, if you're happy with that result, that's cool. That's a good thing. That's what it sounds like, you know.
Yeah
because we're talking off air about kind of pet fashion peeves, and you were saying about things that, well, I said my fashion peeve is kind of like shoes that have laces and a zip.
Yeah.
Even though I do have a pair.
I was about to say, I bet you do have some, but yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do have some Rick Owens boots, but I kind of excuse those. But yours is quite similar, isn't it? It's that kind of
Yeah, just things that are there that don't make sense and they're not necessarily needed. Things should be functional.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise it's just overly cheap blingy. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Toggles are still in. People still enjoy toggles.
Yeah, I'm into a toggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Very good. I was thinking,
has a toggle on it.
There's a toggle right there for
there's
reference.
There's only one left, though. The others have fallen off.
Where's that jacket? How would you describe that jacket?
This is a Chinese jacket.
Oh.
It belonged to my grandmother. It's
falling,
falling apart. But
how old is it?
Oh.
Look at that, listeners. Isn't that great?
I don't know. It's probably 50 or like 40 years old or something. Ooh. But it's just so light and so warm at the same time.
Wow. Cool. So do you do stuff, do you sell out of shop, or are you just online, or do you just
a bit of both? Yeah. So we've got stockers all around New Zealand, some in Aussie, some in Canada, a new one in Minnesota.
Oh, the home of fashion. Yeah.
and we've got an online store.
Right on. And so, and the website is
ovnarovich.com.
And do you sort of have an idea of what your dream customer would be like? Probably won't be here.
I'm open-minded, open-minded, grounded.
Likes to take a few risks.
Yeah, risky behavior.
But minimalist risky behavior.
Well, you know, you got to balance it out.
Yeah. And if people can see, do you show your stuff? Do you do, you know?
Is
it fashion week and all that sort of
thing? We've done a little bit of that. It's been really full on. I don't know if we'll do it next year.
That's an excellent reason to not do it. Eh? It's just too full on. Eh? A lot of pressure. It's like school exams. Oh, I could just.
I think being a small team, it's hard.
How are you even surviving being a small team doing fashion in New Zealand?
Determination.
That's the spirit.
And you've got a pop-up shop happening this weekend.
So this Friday, I've got some friends together.
Yeah.
Lou, who does Wild Love, she's a naturopath. She makes beautiful balms and teas with kawakawa green tea and ginkgo biloba and all those other sorts of herbs. And then Mallory Allen, who's an artist, she's a multidisciplinary artist, does a lot of sort of pencil drawings and installation work. And then
so there's a pop-up collab sort of.
Yeah, I think there's five of us, just Auckland-based makers, and the forager flowers.
Oh yep,
dried cool. pieces, wreaths. I heard.
Oh, nice.
She's been making some wreaths.
So this shop that's going to pop up, where's it going to pop up at?
In our studio, yeah. So it's on K Road, where I spend a lot of my time.
Couldn't be happier. What a wonderful part of New Zealand to spend a lot of time in.
Yeah, it's 203 K Road, is that
right? Yeah, 203 K Road.
You take walk-ins there? Do you take walk-in visitors?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Friday we're having some drinks and some... Ryan and Dave are going to play some vinyls.
Some Ryan and Dave's. Oh.
Some Ryan and Dave's. so there'll be music. Scapegrace have given us some gin and Parrot Dog some beer. So that's a little opening shindig. And then Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 4.
Ryan and Dave are from the band Glove.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it was sort of like non-brand specific Ryan
Dave,
and Dave's.
Different Dave.
Oh, Dave
different Dave,
sorry.
From the other bag of Dave's. Yeah. Hey, thanks very much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.